It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
Hi, I'm Jamie Napolsky. What's weird is, doesn't that sound real quiet?
Yeah.
Huh.
See? Better?
No, not you. The background stuff. Doesn't that sound quiet?
The lady from Chicago?
Da, da, da. Huh. Wow. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know what kind of show we're hosting today. So we have a great show. Do you have any cool fun facts going on?
Not yet.
All right. No, not yet. Maybe later. Maybe later in the show or what?
Sorry, my microphone's all messed up.
Bring it. I don't know.
It's okay. I'll just go like this.
You're not going to go like that. If you could see him in the studio right now.
It's like I'm making a moose call.
It would be awkward. Awkward.
See, like this, it's all weird.
I don't know. Is it just do we need to adjust the riser, you know, on the board? Like turn you up a little?
Is that a technical thing?
Turn you up.
Oh, I'm good like this.
Bum, 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 bum.
For today, I'm talking like this.
Okay. So the show we have today is getting your house ready for winter because we're getting hit with a little bit of snow. So we are.
That's the S word, Jamie?
The S word? Yeah.
Snow.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. So we just wanted to give you some things to think about. And we're going to start with pipes because a home advisor says a burst pipe can cost anywhere from $500 to $3,000. And that is number one what hits most people is that you are not really ready for that. So looking at
a frozen pipe.
Yeah, frozen pipes. People just don't think about, you know, making sure that you have looked at your pipes or if you have any leaking pipes. And again, I think the biggest thing that we sometimes forget about is, you know, when we have two-story, three-story houses, going to check different, you know, checking in rooms that we leave doors closed to or that we don't sometimes go down to if we have our basements and we're not always in the basements or, you know, we occupy certain floors of our rooms and then we don't go check those rooms. And then sometimes different things, especially when temperatures here get cold, then get warm, then cold and warm, and it just can fluctuate. And, you know, our houses kind of have to adjust again.
Our houses are like having menopause?
Yeah, they are. You are really quiet. I don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Anyway, keep going.
Okay. So just making sure that we're really checking that you are getting into those rooms, that you are keeping the doors open to, you know, make sure that you're letting heat in those rooms. And especially as the temperatures fluctuate, that you're just kind of making sure that you're checking your heaters or checking your pipes and taking a look at those because that really can alleviate a lot of cost for you. And the other big thing to think about is what was I going to talk about? I was going to say something about thinking about when you leave to go on like even a trip for the weekend, you know, shutting off your water. My parents were really big on, you know, shutting off like if we weren't using the downstairs toilets or the sinks, we would just shut off the water and then turn them back on. A lot of people don't think about that, but just because our weather is so unpredictable here.
The other thing is like the last 5-10 years, I've recommended to clients to put, help me out. The
water.
Yeah, like a ring, but yeah. So
yeah, there's like a water sensor, right?
Yeah,
like
I have one in my office. It's,
yes.
It's a flood puck, so it detects moisture. So if you're gone, then you can log in and see if there's been a broken pipe, if there's moisture, and then, you know, nip it in the butt.
Yep. I just actually, another client of mine wanted that, and I'm going to send her a couple of links. Amazon has some fabulous ones that you can get very inexpensive that link directly to your phone that will actually send you an alert. You know, again, we're very busy. We don't think about things. You want to feel safe. And if water starts to actually leak, I guess where you must set it up, it detects if some type of water touches it or if it detects it has some kind of sensor. And you're right, just like Ring, it will send an alert immediately to your phone. So at least you have, if you have a plan, you can call somebody to get over there or you can, so that they can shut the water off.
And I think we were putting them in the boiler room.
Yes. And that definitely, I think that, or even, you know, if you have somewhere, a lot of people have, I think sometimes that basement bathroom that you kind of forget about. And that's kind of the one that is going to be the one that you're the most concerned about. Or sometimes even, I think in Alaska, we sometimes put the bathroom on maybe not the most insulated wall. Sure. and that's the, you know, downstairs one, or one that's kind of, I don't know, in the corner of the house somewhere. So that might be the one that you really want to put that sensor on. So something to think about. Insulating your attic or crawl space. This is always why I encourage the walkthrough with the engineer, because the engineer always points out, that was one thing that we got, not dinged on, but when we did our purchase of our house, our engineer pointed out that we could use some more insulation. It passed inspection, but he was like, that's something I would definitely go in. You can go in yourself cost effectively and blow some more insulation in there in your attic. And so, you know, that's something that you might want to check out. It's still warm enough right now that you could still get into your attic, get some more insulation in there, or your crawl space.
Yep, good point.
Making sure that you've, I just had some clients go in there and in their crawl space, make sure that it's, I can't think of what it's called. It's the vapor barrier has been put in, or, you know, whatever you're, however you're lining your crawl space. Uh-huh. So just those are the two really important things for heat factor, and making sure that things, water's not going to get in or moisture's not going to get in. And if you're unsure, again, you can always hire an engineer to come in and look.
I was just going to say, it's not a bad idea just to even get a routine home inspection on your house.
Yes.
Just to stay up with it, because I mean.
Yep.
Stuff breaks.
Yep. And you can, and again, if you don't want a full blown one and you want to save money, you can have them do certain areas, bring them in, have them look at certain things and tell you, you know, here are your biggest concern areas. What does this look like? Because like I said, I think I shared a couple shows ago, we were just really worried about the lifespan of our roof. So we brought in a roofer to kind of give us, what does this look like? What would the cost be? He was fantastic. Sadly, I would love to give you his information, but he's selling his business, so that's not going to help anybody. But it was just really great. I mean, he checked out our gutters. He looked at our chimney. Just really informative. And so you can bring in people to give you a price quote. You can give in people to get pictures and look at different stuff. So you can get people to look in your attic and your crawl space, take pictures, give you really great information. But especially as it doesn't get so cold, because, again, once our real winter months hit, it just makes things harder and harder. And as we always bring up in every show, just as a reminder, your furnace and your chimneys, really getting them cleaned.
Yeah, 'tis the season.
Yes.
These guys book out, so I would get on calendar down.
Yes, they do book out, and they get so busy, and then it's really, really frustrating. But getting them cleaned, you know, we really encourage an annual cleaning of all those things, because you never want something to break and then have a problem. But your heating equipment are some of the biggest causes of house fires. I think that's according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. So you really want to get them inspected annually. You want to make sure that the inspector examines the condition of the chimney, you know, making sure that they prevent water from leaking down it as well. So they want to look at the cap. We want to make sure that there's no nests or anything in there, because while we don't have some of the animals that other states do have, squirrels can get in them, bees can get in them, hornets can get in them.
Yeah, totally.
I can't think of other, I'm sure there's other things can get in them, but I know squirrels can sometimes put things in them. So, you know, and again, they're warm. So it's a great thing for animals to try to seek out, just trying to be warm or keep warm. But it's also your source of heat. So you don't want that to be something that's going to fail on you, or cause a house fire, or not be functioning properly for you. Because again, when you have to do a call out when it's 40 below, all it does is add additional funding to what that call out cost is going to look like for you versus when
that's
they can
so
come
true.
Out now and do a service when it's not going to be like crazy at temperature wise and an emergency call out.
Yeah, very expensive.
Yep. So that's something that we definitely want to encourage you to have your furnace and your chimney looked at. Or if it's time, I mean, I hate to talk about a furnace replace, but sometimes it's time to look at replacing your furnaces. Again, this is always a good time, just because while it's a little bit cold, it's not so cold that you couldn't go without a furnace for a day or two while they're replacing that and getting a new one in. So, or just start, you know, if they are looking at it and saying, you maybe got a year or two left on this, start your furnace fund.
Sinking fund, sure.
Yep. I hate that the dividend is not going to be crazy big this year, but, you know, taking your dividend and putting that away toward a furnace, that's just, again, just something to start. I know that that's something we did when we were little. Sometimes when we had really big projects, our parents would, our dividends would go toward school, vacation, or a really big house project.
Or snow tires.
Or snow tires. You're right. You're right. So other things to think about is your storm windows. Some of us have different windows that we put on. So you might have your screens might need to come off.
You get moisture caught behind them. That's a big cause of the windowsills that you see with that they're moisture ridden.
Yeah. So look at your days. I mean, you can easily take your screens off and wash them, store them. If you have kind of some of us have different windows that we put on. Some of our doors have exchangeable windows where you have like it's like a screen door. Not a screen door, but you know how like the glass can be all screened in and then you have your glass that goes in for the winter or it's more thicker. I don't know. You pull it up. I don't know. We have all different kinds of doors, I think, in Alaska, but you have something that can pull in or you can replace it. I know that we have like a winter storm door that goes in that's just a little bit more heavy duty for winter versus what we have for the summertime. And then again, you want to check your seals. Like if you have your French doors or your sliding doors, you know, for any deck doors, you really want to check those as well.
Any exterior door.
Yes. And then especially your garage. Those are often miss your garage seals.
Totally. Yeah. Just shut off the lights and during the day and take a look through.
Yes. And again, there are some great garage door companies here in town and in North Pole. I've worked with a couple with clients and they were super responsive to come out, do a replacement. They just ask, you know, what you currently have and then are able to give you a price quote over the phone. Some may have to come out and look at what you actually have because some of us have some very old school. I remember I read one that was in a garage and they went, we have not, I don't think those have been made in quite some time. And I went,
they're trying to be nice.
Yep. And we started laughing and I said, we would like it all replaced for the new
1970s wood doors.
Yep. I said, we would like it replaced for the new buyer because I don't know how it was even still barely functioning, but we were very worried that it would just not, it was doing some very bizarre things.
I mean, that's a big penetration in your house, and having an appropriate garage door is a big deal.
Yes. So, you know, you really want to check that out. And if you're even concerned about your garage door functioning, then that's also something you may want to put on. You know, if your garage door is having some issues or it's kind of, I just did a house, I think, for one of your clients in the final walkthrough, and their garage door closed and opened so slick. I started laughing. I was like, oh my gosh, this has to, I mean, it was super quiet. Everything opened. You know, I like to do you start opening it and then you stop it midway, no problem. But there's been some that I've done that it's just grinding, screaming. It's so loud. It just feels like it's on its last leg. So if you feel like it maybe needs to be serviced or, you know, things are not working correctly, have somebody come out and take a look at your garage door because you never want that. Again, just the colder it is here, the harder it is to get. Sometimes they have to go on both sides of the door to do different things, and you don't want a garage door replacement. Again, everything is doable, but at 40, 50, 55 below, it just gets harder and harder. Or you just don't have a functioning garage door. So, or hopefully you can go to manual, but then you can't lock things or, you know, you got to get out of the car to come into the garage to then manually open your own door, manually close your own door. And then it's kind of like you've lost the beauty and function of your garage door opener. So just things to think about.
Cool.
Yeah. Are we break time?
Yeah. We're going to take a break, and during the break, I'm going to have somebody come in.
And fix your microphone. This is horrible.
I mean, I sound like I'm in a box or on the
roof. A bubble? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. He is in a bubble, though, really. He's in a bubble.
Okay. When we come back, I'll sound better. We'll be right back, folks.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business, period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
All right, we got the mic fixed.
Yeah, we got Glenner and Perry in here. Yeah. And they pushed some buttons and...
did some things
and magic
like,
wand. And
it was like Frankenstein and it was like magic and
the main mic went
voodoo.
Out to KFAR, so... I'm on a guest mic.
Awesome.
I'm your guest, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. You should be my guest. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about kind of some home prep, thinking about winter hitting as we've had a little sprinkling of snow. So we just want to...
That's the S word again.
I know. I can't stop saying it. Give you some tips and tricks and thinking about things that you want to prep for. And we kind of have gone over a couple things, but really we want to talk... Again, I brought it up in the last, in the first part of the show, have somebody go up and check your roof. You want to get up there, kind of go over, make sure if you have a metal roof that your snow stops are on, because I cannot tell you, I've been at a couple showings where when snow started sliding, I've almost died on the front porch because snow kind of fell off and can hit you.
And right around that pandemic, that little girl did die from here in Fairbanks when snow came down. And
yes. And it's, I mean, even the snow is heavy and you just really don't think.
Yeah,
and I think
snow,
what
yeah.
did we have? Was it 3 years ago? We got hit so hard. I mean, that was probably the first time ever I've had somebody midwinter come and shovel our roof because I was afraid of the snow load. And so, again, it's just so unpredictable here. So have people check your shingles. Like I said, it's...
You have shingles?
We do, but brand new, so it's fabulous.
Not the chicken pox shingles.
Okay. The other kind of shingles, the roof shingles. It's fabulous to have somebody go up there, a roofer, take a look at your roof, get an idea of what might be loose, what, again, an engineer can do this as well, but you can have a roofing company come and give you a quote on... you know, if their repairs need to be done, there's nothing like it because they can check if there's going to be a place that you might have need some replacement. There's nothing like getting things done to...
And there's nothing like a roof failing midwinter where you can't do anything about it.
Yes. Well, I ran into a gentleman. I was getting something. We were going to get our roof replaced. Ran into a gentleman at the bank who said he is currently going through a roof leaking. And he was 3 weeks out from getting a roofing company to come and replace his roof. And
everybody's,
I just thought, yes.
Still.
And so I just thought, you know, again, it really comes, we cannot stress enough in this show, preventative maintenance, preventative maintenance, preventative maintenance. And I know it sounds crazy, but that's why we brought somebody in to take a look at our roof now. And again, we jumped the gun on getting it replaced just because we 100% trust this gentleman. We 100% trust his quality of service. But if you can, that's why I say every year when we're in our shows talking about, you know, getting ready for winter, or getting ready for spring, or getting ready for the seasons, get your Toyo service, get your furnace service, bring somebody in before things get booked up, because there's nothing like, you know, having the you know, thinking you can go without those services. And then
so we manage 200 to 300 doors, and
we
do all of them right about now.
Yeah.
Just because October and November, they just get hit hard. It's like
going
to Costco and everybody's getting their snow tires on this next month.
Yes. So the next thing we want to really touch on also is cleaning and inspecting your gutters. This is so funny because when we had our roofing guy go up, our gutters were disgusting. Like we started the front of our house. My husband got to all the low-level gutters. There was one. Our house has a really high point. We couldn't get to that when the roofing guy got off. His name is Cliff, by the way. I don't have to call him the roofing guy. But when he got off the roof, he actually said the back gutter was absolutely disgusting. And he cleaned it for us while he was up there. And and then he actually gave us a name of a person that installs gutters. And so I have not called him yet. I've not utilized him. We're going to have him come and
get a hold of us, too, because there's some non-good gutter people, too. I've heard of some gutters going on where they aren't appropriately gravitated, meaning they don't flow to their downspouts like they're supposed to. So, and then you want to make sure you have good downspouts, and then you want to make sure your whatever you call the pieces that make it the water go away from the house, those need to be proper too. Because spring when everything's frozen in, it's hard to replace that if you're digging them out of ice to make sure it's being swept away from the foundation.
Yes, but you do want to clean and inspect them. You do want to get up there. Again, we're just talking about prepping your home for winter, the tips and tricks of the things that we often forget. And sometimes you just forget to clean your gutters, or you don't want to clean your gutters, or your gutters are up high and you feel like this is an impossible situation. There are people out there that will come and clean your gutters, and it is a service that is 100% worth it.
As somebody who has gone through a multifaceted basement flooding, I know the importance of having good gutters.
And
one of ours wasn't going the correct, it wasn't gravitating the correct way. And it was actually spilling out next to our foundation. That's, you know, one of the reasons we were getting water into our foundation was because water's evil. Water will find its way into your house. You need to whisk that stuff away, and having a bunch of leaves in there will cause it to overflow and go down into your foundation. Making sure they're leveled correctly, meaning they're gravitated away towards the downspouts. Making sure your downspouts are perfect. I mean, that's a really good heads up, Jamie, that people are looking at that now and not when everything's frozen in the spring when everything's starting to melt.
Yes. So next on our list is repairing patios and pavers. Again, or your driveway, depending on what that looks like as well. You just really want to make sure.
Just think of your patio. I mean, you could already have some heaving because you have your moisture, maybe because you didn't have your gutters correctly, so you didn't clean the leaves out. Now you've got water coming down onto your patio bricks, and then that's going to be exacerbated when things are starting to freeze and thaw. They're going to expand and contract, and then your patio pavers are going to fly out and kill somebody.
Right.
I'm kidding, but they'll obviously, they'll start popping out and they'll start, you know, moving left, right, shifting. I mean, we've all seen them, so. Yeah, now's the time to get that addressed.
Yes. And again, we still have, according to the engineer I just had do a home inspection, we've got about 5 days left, I think, of painting weather. So if you need to seal a patio or you need to seal anything in just to protect it, that's something to think about. If it needs that sealant or, you know, whatever, if it needs paint or that's something you're going to do or you're going to cover it somehow, think about hiding your, the deck furniture needs to come and be stored appropriately as well. There's things that need to be, everything is going to freeze in place. So you need to think about how you want to store those things, how you want to clean them. Do they need to be sealed? If something is rotting, are you going to go out? We use our deck seasonally. So, you know, that's something when we first bought our house, our deck was very scary. I just felt like the rail. I was more afraid because our dog would push on the railing. Like if I would go to the railing, he would push on the railing. And I just felt like there was going to be a moment where he pushed too hard on that railing and that was going to send me over the railing. Of course, there was probably enough snow that I would have survived it, but I feel like there would have been a really brutal injury, and then I would have been like, great, I was not prepared for this winter. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about prepping the house for wintertime. This, I think, is probably one of the most important, is looking for ailing tree limbs. And oh my God. This because we've had so many friends this past year, even in the spring and summer when we had some of those torrential storms, lost a shed. We got hit last year. Luckily, no damage, but a tree fell in our hit our shed. Just luckily, again, when we brought in to widen our driveway, we had them take out as many trees as we could that looked like they were on their last leg. So again, snow is deadly. It's super heavy. So if you have some trees that you feel like could hit your house, or you're worried about them, or you're not sure, bring in a company. There's lots of companies here that will come and check things out. That again, they're going to book up incredibly fast. There's going to be a point where they can no longer take out trees, but
this
is
assuming you're not comfortable with a chainsaw.
Correct. Yes. And we were
not. Or you don't have time for it.
Yes, we were not. We did what we could do, I think. We took out some of the things, but there was just some trees that were absolutely gigantic.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, we're not going to take a chance.
I've seen it take two or three dudes.
Yes.
To do it right.
Yes. And big equipment to rip things out, especially some things, I think. Especially in town, you know, there's choke cherry trees, there's trees that start to go under the house with their branches, the whole root needs to be taken out, things need to be taken out professionally so it's not damaging the foundation of your house or the crawl space of your house.
This summer we were taking them out with excavator.
Yes. So you want to make sure, again, I've seen some pretty crazy things where you get really excited. I've been at a couple family events where I've had some friends and family that are just like, we can do this with a chainsaw. And I've thought, oh, my dear Lord, yeah. How we survived that. Yeah, how we survived that and we didn't do some of the things that should have happened. How we should have taken out a house with the chainsaw. But just things to think about.
Keep going.
And then the next is outdoor water sources.
Back to the tree limbs. Yeah. So all over my house.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got tree. I don't know if it's just the time of life of these trees that they're all dying, or
yeah,
or if it's the permafrost, or if there's just whatever it is, they're falling over. I mean, last 5 years, I mean, and they're just barely missing the greenhouse. They're barely missing our electrical.
Yeah.
I mean, we have one that's about to go over McGrath.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not on our – so I can't go cut it down, but when that thing – it's about – I mean, we were watching it. It's about to come down, and it's going to go over McGrath. Then I guess Road Service or State of Alaska will come through and take care of it. But, I mean, it's – and then we get ice storms, and it's just – I mean, it's it can get nasty. So, yeah, I know it's a total good one, Jamie. People need to go out now and start taking these trees out.
Yes. And I think – I mean, I definitely – we've gone through our yard before and just trimmed branches, taken out things that we can take out safely. But I – you definitely want to bring in a company to remove the larger trees, remove things safely for yourself. You know, it, I know that it costs money, but in the long run, it's going to – our friend lost his whole shed. And that was thousands of dollars to replace the shed. But the tree, when it hit the shed, it took the whole shed out. And then it actually hit part of the chicken coop. And then I think it took out part of the fence as well. So, and then as I was starting to move on to securing your outdoor water sources, I think we talked about it many, many shows ago. Somebody left one on and didn't realize they had left it on. And then it burst. And so it started to leak into the basement of the house. So, again, it's just something you should be removing your hoses. You should be taking them off. You need to make sure that that water source is shut off or at least turned off. You know, it's just something that we sometimes forget about. People don't, you know, we don't think about, oh, my gosh, we have this hose hooked up. We have these things. Sometimes, I mean, I can't tell you. I grew up in a house where we left our hose on a lot of times. we would leave it on for days. You wouldn't even think about it because you'd have all sorts of kid activities.
Oh, man.
We'd have the hose going to our horse's trough. We'd fill up outdoor, you know, we'd water flower beds. We'd fill up dog.
You had horses too?
We did. We grew up with horses.
Me too.
So you just, you know, you don't think about shutting that hose off all the time. Sometimes when you have a well. So again, it's just something that you really want to make sure you're securing your outdoor water sources, especially as we're getting into temperatures that are changing and freezing, because that is going to freeze. And then you have to bring the hose in to thaw it out. It can crack the hose. It can also crack. It can lead up to the crack of the where the water source is coming from. So it's just things you want to think about.
We don't like crack. Jamie, if people want to get a hold of you,
they need to pick your brain.
They want you to come over to the house and just take a look. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, call 907-378-2400. For some reason, I want to say don't do crack after that. For some reason.
Don't do crack, folks. Have a happy Saturday. Stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way. Take care.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.